Chapter 5 Scriptures. The day Jesus the Christ died. Nisan 13, Tuesday, April 4, 30 A.D. The disciples prepare for the Passover. Mark 14. On the first day of the unleavens, when they were killing the Passover lambs, his disciples said to him, "Where do you desire that we go and prepare so that you may eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and you shall meet a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him. And whatever house he shall enter, say to the master of the house that the teacher says, 'Where is the guest chamber where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And he shall show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There prepare for us." And his disciples went away, and when they came into the city, they found it exactly as he had said to them, and they prepared the Passover. Passover Day, Nisan 14, Tuesday evening, April 4, 30 A.D., approximately 7 to 7:30 p.m. Jesus' last Passover begins at evening. Luke 22. Now when the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, "With earnest desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you that I will not eat of it again until it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Jesus institutes the New Covenant Passover. 1. Foot washing. 2. Eating the unleavened bread. 3. Drinking the wine. First part of the New Covenant Passover, foot washing. John 13. And during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, that he should betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, and after taking a towel, he secured it around himself. Next, he poured water into a washing basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel which he had secured. Then he came to Simon Peter, and he said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you shall know after these things." Peter said to him, "You shall not wash my feet, not ever." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has been washed does not need to wash anything other than the feet, but is completely clean, and you are clean, but not all." For he knew the one who was betraying him. This was the reason he said, "Not all of you are clean." Therefore, when he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and had sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I've done to you? You call me the teacher and the Lord, and you speak rightly because I am. Therefore, if I, the Lord and the teacher, have washed your feet, you also are duty-bound to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example to show that you also should do exactly as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I tell you, a servant is not greater than his Lord, nor a messenger greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Judas dips the sop and leaves to betray Jesus. John 13. I am not speaking of you all, for I know whom I have chosen, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. He who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. I am telling you at this time before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe that I am. Truly, truly, I tell you, the one who receives whomever I send is receiving me, and the one who receives me is receiving him who sent me. As he was saying these things, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, saying, Truly, truly, I tell you, one of you shall betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, wondering of whom he was speaking. Now one of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was leaning on Jesus' chest. And so Simon Peter motioned to him to ask who was the one of whom he was speaking. Then he leaned back on Jesus' chest and asked him, Lord, who is it? Jesus answered, It is the one to whom I shall give a sop after I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, Simon's son. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, What you do, do quickly. But not one of those sitting at the table knew why he had said this to him. For some thought, since Judas had the bag, that Jesus was telling him, Buy the things that we need for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. So then, after receiving the sop, he immediately went out, and it was night. When he was gone, Jesus said, Now has the Son of Man been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall immediately glorify him. Second part, Eating the Unleavened Bread. Luke 22. And he took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it, and gave it to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. This do in the remembrance of me. Third part, Drinking the Wine. Mark 14. And he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again at all of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God. Luke 22. And he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink at all of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God has come. In like manner also, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. Contentions among the disciples as to who would be the greatest. Luke 22. And there was also an argument among them, even this, which of them should be considered the greatest? And he said to them, The kings of the nations lord over them, and those who exercise authority over them are called benefactors. But it shall not be this way among you. Rather, let the one who is greatest among you be as the younger, and the one who is leading as the one who is serving. For who is greater, the one who is sitting at the table or the one who is serving? Is not the one who sits at the table? But I am among you as one who is serving. Now you are the ones who have continued with me in my temptations. And I appoint to you, as my Father has appointed to me, a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and may sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. A new commandment: love each other as Jesus loved his disciples. John 13. Little children, I'm with you yet a little while. You shall seek me, but as I told the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come. I am now telling you also. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another in the same way that I have loved you. That is how you are to love one another. By this shall everyone know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Jesus prophesies that Peter will deny him three times. Mark 14. Then Jesus said to them, all of you shall be offended in me in this night, for it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after I have risen, I will go before you into Galilee. Then Peter said to him, even if all shall be offended, yet I shall not. And Jesus said to him, truly I say to you, today, in this very night, before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me three times. But he spoke more adamantly, if it were necessary for me to die with you, I would not deny you in any way. And they all spoke in the same manner also. The beginning of the final message to his disciples, John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were otherwise, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also. And where I am going, you know. And the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How then can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. But from this time forward you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, have I been with you so long a time, and you have not known me, Philip? The one who has seen me has seen the Father. Why then do you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak from my own self, but the Father himself, who dwells in me, does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if not, believe me because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who believes in me shall also do the works that I do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you shall ask in my name, this will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep the commandments, namely my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that it may be with you throughout the age, even the Spirit of the truth, which the world cannot receive, because it perceives it not, nor knows it. But you know it, because it dwells with you, and shall be within you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world shall see me no longer, but you shall see me, because I live, you shall live also. In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The one who has my commandments and is keeping them, that is the one who loves me. And the one who loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, what has happened that you are about to manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. The one who does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. I have spoken these things to you while I am yet present with you. But when the Comforter comes, even the Holy Spirit, which the Father will send in my name, that one shall teach you all things, and shall bring to your remembrance everything that I have told you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it fear. You have heard me say to you that I am going away, and that I will come to you again. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced that I said, I'm going to the Father, because my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it happens, so that when it comes to pass, you may believe. I will not speak with you much longer, because the ruler of this world is coming, but he does not have a single thing in me. Yet he comes, so that the world may know that I love the Father, and that I do exactly as the Father has commanded me. Arise, let us go out. Some final instructions to the disciples, Luke 22. And he said to them, When I sent you without purse and provision bag and sandals, did you lack anything? And they said, Nothing. Then he said to them, Now, however, let the one who has a purse take it, and likewise his provision bag, and let the one who does not have a sword sell his garment and buy one. For I say to you, that which has been written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned with the lawless, for the things concerning me have a fulfillment. Take two swords, Luke 22. And they said, Lord, here are two swords. And he said to them, It is enough. They sing a hymn and leave. Matthew 26. And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus the Christ is the true vine. Last command to his disciples. John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, but he cleanses each one that bears fruit, in order that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean through the word that I have spoken to you. Dwell in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself, but only if it remains in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you are dwelling in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. The one who is dwelling in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not dwell in me, he is cast out as a branch and is dried up, and men gather them and cast them into a fire, and they are burned. If you dwell in me, and my words dwell in you, you shall ask whatever you desire, and it shall come to pass for you. In this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Live in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall live in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and live in his love. These things I've spoken to you, in order that my joy may dwell in you and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. No longer do I call you servants, because the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you all the things that I have heard from my Father. You yourselves did not choose me, but I have personally chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, so that whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. However, because you are not of the world, but I have personally chosen you out of the world hates you for this. Remember the word that I spoke to you? A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they kept my word, they will keep your word also. But they will do all these things to you for my name's sake, because they do not know him who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would not have had sin, but now they have nothing to cover their sin. The one who hates me hates my Father also. If I had not done among them the works that no other man has done, they would not have had sin. But now they have both seen and hated both me and my Father. But this has happened, so that the saying might be fulfilled which is written in their law, they hated me without a cause. But when the Comforter has come, which I will send to you from the Father, even the Spirit of the truth, which proceeds from the Father, that one shall bear witness of me. Then you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Final words of encouragement, John 16. I have spoken these things to you, so that you will not be offended. They shall cast you out of the synagogues. Furthermore, the time is coming that everyone who kills you will think that he is rendering service to God. And they shall do these things to you because they do not know the Father nor me. But I have told you these things so that when the time comes, you may remember that I said them to you. However, I did not say these things to you at the beginning because I was with you. But now I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have spoken these things to you, grief has filled your hearts. But I'm telling you the truth. It is profitable for you that I go away, because if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you. However, if I go, I will send it to you. And when that one has come, it will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you no longer will see me. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have yet many things to tell you, but you are not able to bear them now. However, when that one has come, even the Spirit of the truth, it will lead you into all truth, because it shall not speak from itself, but whatever it shall hear, it shall speak, and it shall disclose to you the things to come. That one shall glorify me, because it shall disclose to you the things that it receives from me. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that it shall receive from me and shall disclose these things to you. A little while, and you shall not see me. And again a little while, and you shall see me, because I'm going to the Father. Then some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he is saying to us? A little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me, and because I'm going to the Father." Therefore they said, "What is this that he is saying? The little while? We do not understand what he is saying." Then Jesus, knowing that they desired to ask him, said to them, "Why are you inquiring among one another about this that I said, a little while, and you shall not see me, and again a little while, and you shall see me? Truly, truly, I tell you, you shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be grieved, but your grief shall be turned into joy. A woman, when she is giving birth, has grief because her time of travail has come. But after she gives birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy that a child has been born into the world. And likewise, you indeed have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and no one shall take your joy from you. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I tell you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until this day, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I've spoken to you in allegories, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in allegories, but I will plainly disclose to you the things of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will beseech the Father for you. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. Again, I am leaving the world, and am going to the Father. Then his disciples said to him, Behold, now you are speaking plainly, and are not speaking in an allegory. Now we know that you understand all things, and do not need to have someone ask you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, Do you now believe? All will be scattered. Jesus has overcome the world. John 16. Listen, the time is coming, and has already come, that you shall be scattered each to his own, and you shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I've spoken to you, so that in me you may have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be courageous, I have overcome the world. Jesus goes to Gethsemane, Matthew 26. Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, Sit here while I go onward and pray. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be very melancholy and deeply depressed. Then he said to them, My soul is deeply grieved, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. Passover Day, Nisan 14, Tuesday night, April 4, 30 A.D., approximately 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Jesus prays for 3 hours, Luke 22, and he withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and falling to his knees, he prayed, saying, Father, if you are willing, take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. Then an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became as great drops of blood, falling down to the ground. And after rising up from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping for grief. Then he said to them, Why are you sleeping? Arise and pray, so that you do not enter into temptation. The Lord's Prayer, John 17. Jesus spoke these words, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your own Son, so that your Son may also glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh, in order that he may give eternal life to all whom you have given him. For this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you did send. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me with your own self, with the glory that I had with you before the world existed. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, and you have given them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things that you have given me are from you. For I have given them the words that you gave to me, and they have received them, and truly have known that I came from you, and they have believed that you did send me. I'm praying for them. I'm not praying for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. All mine are yours, and all yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, those whom you have given me, so that they may be one, even as we are one. When I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. I protected those whom you have given me, and not one of them has perished except the son of perdition, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I'm coming to you, and these things I am speaking while yet in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. I have given them your words, and the world has hated them, because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you would take them out of the world, but that you would keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is the truth. Even as you did send me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they also may be sanctified in your truth. I do not pray for these only, but also for those who shall believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, in order that the world may believe that you did send me. I have given them the glory that you gave to me, in order that they may be one, in the same way that we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected into one, and that the world may know that you did send me, and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that those whom you have given me may also be with me where I am, so that they may behold my glory, which you have given me, because you did love me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I have known you, and these have known that you did send me. And I have made known your name to them, and will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The time of betrayal, approximately 1 a.m. Matthew 26. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, "Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour has drawn near, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise, let us be going. Look, the one who is betraying me is approaching." Passover Day, Nisan 14, Wednesday morning, April 5, 30 A.D. Judas betrays Jesus with a kiss. John 18. After saying these things, Jesus went out with his disciples to a place beyond the winter stream of Kidron, where there was a garden into which he and his disciples entered. and Judas, who was betraying him, also knew of the place because Jesus had often gathered there with his disciples. Then Judas, after receiving a band and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, came there with torches and lamps and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all the things that were coming upon him, went forward and said to them, "Whom are you seeking?" They answered him, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus said to them, "I am." And Judas, who was betraying him, was also standing with them. But when he said to them, "I am," they went backward and fell to the ground. Then he asked them again, "Whom are you seeking?" And they said, "Jesus the Nazarene." Jesus answered, "I told you that I am. Therefore, if you are seeking me, allow these to go their way." So that the saying might be fulfilled which he had said, "Of those whom you have given me, not one of them have I lost." Peter cuts off an ear of the high priest's servant. Jesus heals him. Luke 22. And when those who were with him saw what was about to happen, they said to him, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" Then a certain one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, "That is enough." Then he touched his ear and healed him. And Jesus said to those who had come out against him, the chief priest and captains of the temple and elders, "Have you come out as against a thief with swords and clubs? When I was with you daily in the temple, you did not stretch out your hands against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." All was done to fulfill prophecy. Matthew 26. But all this has happened so that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled. Mark 14. Then they all forsook him and fled. And a certain young man was following him, having a linen cloth wrapped around his naked body. And the young men seized him, but he escaped, leaving the linen cloth behind, and ran from them naked. Jesus is led away to the priest's house. John 18. And they led him away to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who had given counsel to the Jews that it was profitable for one man to perish for the people. Peter follows them into the courtyard. John 18. But Simon Peter and the other disciple followed Jesus, and that disciple was known to the high priest and entered with Jesus into the court of the high priest. But Peter stood outside at the door. Then the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the doorkeeper and brought Peter in. Now the servants and the officers had made a fire, for it was cold. And they were standing there warming themselves, and Peter also was standing and warming himself. Passover Day, Nisan 14, Wednesday morning, April 5, 30 A.D., approximately 2 a.m. Annas questions Jesus and sends him to Caiaphas. John 18. Then the high priest questioned Jesus concerning his disciples and concerning his teachings. Jesus answered him, "I spoke openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogue and in the temple where the Jews always assemble, and I spoke nothing in secret. Why do you question me? Ask those who have heard what I spoke to them. Behold, they know what I said. But after he had said these things, one of the officers who was standing by struck Jesus on the face, saying, Do you answer the high priest in that way? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, testify of the evil. But if well, why do you strike me? Then Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. The chief priest illegally condemned Jesus. Mark 14. And the chief priest and the whole Sanhedrin were trying to find testimony against Jesus to put him to death, but they did not find any. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. And some rose up and bore false witness against him, saying, We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and in 3 days I will build another made without hands. But neither did their testimonies agree with one another. Then the high priest stood up in the center and questioned Jesus, saying, Have you nothing to say in answer to what these are testifying against you? But he remained silent and answered nothing. Again the high priest questioned him and said to him, Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of power, and coming with the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest ripped his own garments and said, What further need do we have of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What is your verdict? And they all condemned him to be deserving of death. Then some began to spit on him and cover his face and strike him with their fists, saying to him, Prophesy! And the officers struck him with the palms of their hands. Luke 22. Then the men who were holding Jesus mocked him and beat him, and after covering his head, they repeatedly struck his face and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that struck you? And many other things they blasphemously said against him. Peter denies Jesus 3 times. Mark 14. Now Peter was in the court below, and one of the maids of the high priest came and saw Peter warming himself. And after looking at him, she said, Now you were with Jesus the Nazarene. But he denied it, saying, I do not know him, or even understand what you are saying. And he went out unto the porch, and a cock crowed. Then the maid saw him again, and began to say to those who were standing by, This is one of them. And again he denied it. And after a little while, those who were standing by again said to Peter, Truly, you are one of them, for you are indeed a Galilean, and your speech confirms it. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I do not know this man of whom you are speaking. Approximately 3:30 to 4:30 a.m. Mark 14. And the cock crowed the second time. Then Peter remembered the words that Jesus had spoken to him, Before the cock crows twice, you shall deny me 3 times. And when he thought about this, he wept. Passover Day, Nisan 14, Wednesday morning, April 5, 30 A.D., approximately 5:30 to 6 a.m. The Sanhedrin condemns Jesus and sends him to Pilate. Luke 22. Now as soon as it was day, the elders of the people assembled together with both the chief priest and the scribes, and they led him into their Sanhedrin, saying, If you are the Christ, tell us. And he said to them, If I should tell you, you would not believe me at all. And if I should also ask you, you would not answer me at all, nor let me go. Hereafter shall the Son of Man be sitting at the right hand of the power of God. And they all said, Then you are the Son of God. And he said to them, I am that one, as you say. Then they said, What need do we have of any other witness? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth. Luke 23. And when the entire assembly of them arose, they led him to Pilate. Judas repents and hangs himself, the chief priests by Potter's Field. Matthew 27. Now when Judas, who had betrayed him, saw that he was condemned, he changed his mind and returned the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and the elders, saying, I have sinned and have betrayed innocent blood. But they said, What is that to us? You see to it yourself. And after throwing down the pieces of silver in the temple, he went out and hanged himself. But the chief priest took the pieces of silver and said, It is not lawful to put them into the treasury, since it is the price of blood. And after taking counsel, they bought a potter's field with the pieces of silver for a burial ground for strangers. Therefore, that field is called the Field of Blood to this day. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, And I took the 30 pieces of silver, the price of him on whom a price was set, whom they of the sons of Israel set a price on, and gave them for the field of the potter, as the Lord had directed me. Jesus is condemned before Pilate. He questions Jesus. Matthew 27. Then Jesus stood before the governor, and the governor questioned him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus said to him, It is as you said. And when he was accused by the chief priests and the elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, Don't you hear how many things they testify against you? But he did not answer even one word to him, so that the governor was greatly amazed. Pilate sends Jesus to Herod. Luke 23. But they were insistent, saying, He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all of Judea, beginning from Galilee, even to here. And when he heard Galilee named, Pilate asked whether the man were a Galilean. And after determining that he was from Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, since he also was in Jerusalem in those days. And when Herod saw Jesus, he rejoiced greatly, for he had long been desiring to see him, because he had heard many things about him, and he was hoping to see a miracle done by him. And he questioned him with many words, but he answered him nothing. All the while the chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. Then Herod and his soldiers treated him with contempt, and after mocking him, he put a splendid robe on him and sent him back to Pilate. And on that same day, Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, because before there was enmity between them. Pilate finds Jesus innocent. Luke 23. And when Pilate had called together the chief priest and the rulers and the people, he said to them, "You brought this man to me as one who was turning away the people, and behold, I have examined him in your presence, and have found nothing blameworthy in this man concerning the accusation which you bring against him. Nor even has Herod, for I sent you to him, and observe, nothing worthy of death was done by him." John 18. Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your own law." But the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." So that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he had spoken, to signify by what death he was about to die. Then Pilate returned to the judgment hall and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the King of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, "Do you ask this of yourself, or did others say it to you concerning me?" Pilate answered him, "Am I a Jew? The chief priest and your own nation have delivered you up to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, so that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. However, my kingdom is not of this world." Pilate therefore answered him, "Then you are a king." Jesus answered, "As you say, I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, that I may bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" And after saying this, he went out again to the Jews and said to them, "I do not find any fault in him." The priest and people demand that Pilate release Barabbas and crucify Jesus. 8 a.m. Matthew 27. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release one prisoner to the multitude, whomever they wished, and they had at that time a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Therefore, when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you desire that I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he understood that they had delivered him up because of envy. Now as he sat on the judgment seat, his wife sent a message to him, saying, "Let there be nothing between you and that righteous man, for I have suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priest and the elders persuaded the multitudes to demand Barabbas and to destroy Jesus. Then the governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you desire that I release to you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" They all said to him, "Let him be crucified." And the governor said, "Why? What evil did he commit?" But they shouted all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." Pilate washes his hands in a show of innocency. Matthew 27. Now Pilate, seeing that he was accomplishing nothing, but that a riot was developing instead, took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am guiltless of the blood of this righteous man. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, His blood be on us and on our children. Pilate releases Barabbas. Jesus is beaten and scourged. Matthew 27. Then he released Barabbas to them. But after scourging Jesus, he delivered him up so that he might be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers, after taking Jesus with them into the praetorium, gathered the entire band against him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet cloak around him. And after plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a rod in his right hand. And bowing on their knees before him, they mocked him and kept on saying, Hail, King of the Jews! Then after spitting on him, they took the rod and struck him on the head. When they were done mocking him, they took the cloak off him and put his own garments on him and led him away to crucify him. Pilate has second thoughts about crucifying Jesus. John 19. But when the chief priest and the officers saw him, they cried aloud, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, You take him and crucify him, because I do not find any fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to our law, it is mandatory that he die, because he made himself the Son of God. Therefore, when Pilate heard this saying, he was even more afraid. And he went into the judgment hall again and said to Jesus, Where have you come from? But Jesus did not give him an answer. Then Pilate said to him, Why don't you speak to me? Don't you know that I have authority to crucify you and authority to release you? Jesus answered, You would not have any authority against me if it were not given to you from above. For this reason, the one who delivered me to you has the greater sin. Because of this saying, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. Everyone who makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. Therefore, after hearing this saying, Pilate had Jesus led out and sat down on the judgment seat at the place called the pavement, but in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the preparation of the Passover about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, Behold, your king! But they cried aloud, Away, away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said to them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. The soldiers lead Jesus away to be crucified and make Simon of Cyrene carry his cross. Luke 23. And as they led him away, they laid hold on a certain Cyrenian named Simon, who was coming from a field, and they put the cross on him, that he might carry it behind Jesus. And following him was a great multitude of people with many women, who also were bewailing and lamenting him. But Jesus turned to them and said, Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that did not bear, and the breasts that did not give suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall take place in the dry. Jesus refuses wine and myrrh, vinegar and gall. They crucify him approximately 9 a.m. Matthew 27. They gave him vinegar mingled with gall to drink, but after tasting it, he would not drink. The soldiers cast lots for his garments. Jesus asked the Father to forgive them for crucifying him. Luke 23. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And as they divided his garments, they cast lots. John 19. Now the soldiers, after they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, a part for each soldier, and the coat also. But the coat was seamless, woven in one piece from the top all the way throughout. For this reason they said to one another, "Let us not tear it, but let us cast lots for it to determine whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled which says, 'They divided my garments among them, and they cast lots for my vesture.'" The soldiers therefore did these things. Pilate has a title and accusation written and put on the cross. John 19. And Pilate also wrote a title and put it on the cross, and it was written, "Jesus the Nazarene, the King of the Jews." As a result, many of the Jews read this title, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city, and it was written in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin. Then the chief priest of the Jews said to Pilate, "Do not write, 'The King of the Jews,' but that he said, 'I am King of the Jews.'" Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Two malefactors, thieves, crucified with Jesus. Mark 15. And with him they crucified two robbers, one at his right hand and one at his left. Then the scripture was fulfilled which says, "And he was numbered among lawbreakers." The people, priests, and two thieves mock and revile him. Darkness from the sixth hour to the ninth hour, approximately noon to 3 p.m. Luke 23. Now the people stood by observing, and the rulers among them were also deriding him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if this is the Christ, the chosen of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, coming near and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." And there also was an inscription over him written in Greek and Latin and Hebrew, "This is the King of the Jews." Then one of the malefactors who was hanging there railed at him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other one answered and rebuked him, saying, "Do not even you fear God, you who are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving due payment for what we did. But this man did nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Lord, when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you today, you shall be with me in paradise." Now it was about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour. Jesus makes John responsible for his mother Mary. John 19. And Jesus' mother stood by the cross and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Cleopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." From that time, the disciple took her into his own home. At the ninth hour, Jesus is forsaken and offered vinegar. A spear is thrust into his side, and he dies. The temple veil is torn in two, approximately 3 p.m. Matthew 27. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And some of those who were standing there heard and said, "This one is calling for Elijah." And immediately one of them ran and, taking a sponge, filled it with vinegar and put it on a stick and gave it to him to drink. But the rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah comes to save him." Then another took a spear and thrust it into his side, and out came water and blood. And after crying out again with a loud voice, Jesus yielded up his spirit. And suddenly the veil of the temple was ripped in two from top to bottom. An earthquake opened some graves. Resurrection of some of the saints to another physical life as a sign and a witness. Matthew 27. And the earth shook, and the rocks were split, so that the tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had died were resurrected after his resurrection, and they came out of the tombs. Then they entered into the holy city and appeared to many. The centurion acknowledges that Jesus was the Son of God. Matthew 27. Then the centurion and those with him who had been keeping guard over Jesus, after seeing the earthquake and the things that took place, were filled with fear and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." The Jews want Jesus' body off the cross before the holy day begins at sunset. John 19. The Jews, therefore, so that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, because it was a preparation day, for that Sabbath was a high day, requested of Pilate that their legs might be broken and the bodies be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first one and the legs of the other who was crucified with him. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers had pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water had come out. And he who saw this has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that what he says is true, so that you may believe. For these things took place so that the scripture might be fulfilled, "Not a bone of him shall be broken." And again, another scripture says, "They shall look upon him whom they pierced." Many of the women watched to the end. Matthew 27. Now there were many women who were watching from a distance, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, with whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. Just before sunset, Joseph of Arimathea gets the body of Jesus and lays it in the tomb, approximately 4:30 to 6 p.m. John 19. Now after these things, Joseph, the one from Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but having concealed it for fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take Jesus' body away, and Pilate gave him permission. Then he came and took away the body of Jesus. And Nicodemus, who had come to Jesus by night at the first, also came, bearing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Then they took Jesus' body and wound it in the linen cloths with the Aramaics, as is the custom among the Jews, to prepare for burial. Now there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and in the garden a new tomb, in which no one had ever been laid. Because of the preparation of the Jews, they laid Jesus there, for the tomb was near. This ends the events of the Passover day, Nisan 14, from sunset April 4 to sunset April 5, 30 AD, the day Jesus the Christ died.